Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Masser and Bloomberg Quick Takes' Tim Stenovic from Bloomberg Radio.
Well, you might recently recall a story that we talked about. It was on the Bloomberg, also at Bloomberg.com, about the property tech startups that buys homes on behalf of renters and helps them become owners. Well, it hit a $2 billion valuation thanks to a recent round of equity financing led by Tiger Global Management and Caffeinated Capital. Let's find out a little bit more about this startup. We welcome Divvy Homes CEO Adina Heffetz. She joins us on the phone in San Francisco. So nice to have you here on Bloomberg. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me here, Carol.
Well, it's great to have you here, because I think one of the things that we've talked about a lot over the last year and a half, especially with all the inequities that are out there, is the lack of opportunities for many sectors of our population to be able to buy a home. And it's kind of this vicious cycle that prevents them from do it. So, Adina, talk to us a little bit about what you are doing at Divvy Homes and how it all works.
Sure. So Divvy is just a new way to finance the purchase of a home. What we do is we let our customers pick out a house. We will buy it on their behalf. We then rent it back to them. And with their rental payments, they actually build equity in the property. So we let them build up to 10% ownership in the property over the course of 3 years. They can buy back the property at any time from us by getting a traditional mortgage and rolling their equity. Or we can cash them out for the value of their equity in the home. So, Carol, what I really saw was that people aren't being able to access homeownership because mortgages are getting just more strict over time, harder to get. And so we thought might as well provide access through a new form where it's sort of a rent-to-own option.
How long have you guys been doing this?
So we were founded about 4 years ago, but we've been purchasing homes for customers and helping them access homeownership for about 3 years, I want to say.
And how's it going so far? Give us some ideas of a typical scenario and how it works out.
Sure. So it's been really interesting. What we have found is that especially during the COVID period, access to mortgages have actually only gotten more challenging. And so we saw a rapid rise in demand during the COVID time period. And today have thousands of customers who are using us to purchase homes across 16 different markets. What's really interesting is how well people are actually being able to buy back the home. So we're seeing a buyback rate of roughly 40%, which is 10 times the average that most rent-to-own companies have. So most rent-to-own companies are sort of low single digits, and we're almost 10x that amount in terms of buyback rate. What's even more interesting is that our customers have, on average, about $8,200 of savings in their home. And so when you think about the average American, most doesn't have almost anything in savings. I think the average amount of savings for a renter is roughly about $800. So we're right now helping our customers save a lot, which feels really good.
So you're saying they have a rainy day fund of $8,200?
Well, it's invested in their home, so it's invested in the equity of their home.
Okay.
So I wouldn't call it a rainy day.
Well,
fund,
I'm trying to understand what
it's an appreciating value.
That's what I want to understand. When you say customers have an average of $8,200 in savings on their home, what exactly do you mean by that? Is that equity? Is that what that is?
Yes, exactly. So we don't technically, from a legal perspective, it's not technically called, it's not technically equity. Hmm. However, what we do is we basically keep a virtual equity account for them. So they contribute savings into an account. We save it for them, and we give them credit for their percent ownership in the house. So let's say we buy a house, Carol, at, let's say, $100,000. They put in $10,000 at the beginning of the program. That home appreciates to $120,000. They own 10% of that home, so the $10,000 they originally put in. Mm-hmm. But they actually, their ownership is 10%. And so the value of that equity is close to $12,000, and they made a $2,000 gain on their equity, and they get the full benefit of that.
So you said about 40%, the buyback rate of people who rent to buy, the buyback rate is 40%. You said that's 10 times some of the other rent to own companies. Of the 60% who don't ultimately do it, what happens?
So what's actually interesting is we're seeing a lot of people who, you know, saved up to 10%, but it turns out they need just a slightly larger down payment. And so we're seeing a decent percentage of people who actually just stay in the house and they continue to build up equity. So they build up a larger down payment savings. There are some people who also just turn over. You know, we really encourage access to homeownership, but we want someone to be able to actually want to live in the home. So if your neighbor, you know, you don't get along with your neighbor, you don't like the school district and you want to move, we don't make it so that you're stuck in this house. You cash out your equity and you can move on to another location that might work better for you.
Do you think, you know, ultimately you can get to a point where most renters become a homeowner in this process?
That is what our goal is. Like our goal, we're starting out at 40%. Our goal is only to increase that over time. And we've done that through a couple of very specific things. So first, we offer free credit counseling for all of our customers. That's a really important part of our program. Second, we have mortgage partnerships. So we're able to refer customers over to mortgage providers today that help them actually work through the home buying process. In the future, what we want to do is be able to eventually help issue the mortgage to the customers ourselves, and that's something that we're slowly building towards because this buyback portion and increasing the percentage is quite important to us over time.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. You need a company with extensive experience in specialized insurance. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and helping provide coverage that suits your needs. The Hartford offers insurance solutions that help mid to large-sized businesses, like yours, effectively manage risk, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. With extensive experience in underwriting, risk engineering services, and claims, The Hartford goes beyond the expected to deliver innovative, customizable solutions and service that your industry, that your business, demands. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Success is more than the final destination. It's a path you take one step at a time. It's discipline. It's teamwork. And it's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. Quietly, yet strategically, Stifel's become one of the fastest growing wealth management and investment banking firms in the country. Our financial advisors go beyond traditional wealth management to provide clients with direct access to one of the industry's largest equity research franchises and a leading middle market investment bank. Because success is the drive it takes to keep climbing, the passion to keep investing, the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. And that is where success meets success. Start your journey at Stifel.com. That's Stifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. Athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder.
That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week. Carol Masser in our Interactive Broker studio. Still with us is Adina Heffet. She's Chief Executive Officer of Divvy Homes with us on the phone from San Francisco. So you mentioned, you know, Adina, the goal is to get, you know, more renters and every renter, if possible, who partake in your program to become a homeowner in this process. Tell me a little bit about, you know, how the traditional financial system, when we talk about it a fair amount here at Bloomberg, they really kind of ignore a big part of the population. How do you deal with things that they might say is important, like bad credit ratings or not a credit history or low income? How do you deal with that?
Sure, yeah. So the mortgage market was created, has been around for a while, but was really put into existence by the GSEs back in 1940. And during that time, they set underwriting requirements. So FICO requirements, where your income had to be, debt to income ratios, and down payment requirements. Rightfully so, those requirements have not changed over the last 100 years. And the reason why is the couple of times that they've tried to change them slightly, it's led to major issues like the global financial crisis, right? And so I actually really believe that the mortgage market is efficient and should continue to operate as it is operating. And the reason why is if there is someone who is unable to make their mortgage payments and there has to be a foreclosure that happens, foreclosures are extremely expensive and just take a really, really long time, mostly because they're just so heavily regulated. Divvy can take on people who are in a wider credit spectrum than a traditional mortgage. So we go as low as a 550 FICO, mm-hmm. Although our sweet spot is right around, call it 600 to 700 FICO. We only require 1% to 2% of the home value as a down payment. So our customers generally have, on average, call it $2,000 to $6,000 saved up. We require a minimum of $2,000. And because our product is fundamentally a rental product, if the tenant is unable to make a payment, we're able to be a little bit more flexible, try to work through a payment plan. And ultimately, in the worst-case scenario, if we do have to go through an eviction, evictions are less costly and take a lot less time, which means that we can take more risk in opening up the aperture for who we offer this product to than a mortgage can take.
Hey, in doing this, what has been a surprise to the upside? What has been a surprise to the downside?
Oh, wow. That's an interesting question. A surprise to the upside has just been, you know, everyone talks about starting a mission-based company. And for me, that has really just gotten better over time. I love waking up every day. I love helping people actually access homeownership. I really believe that it is a major way to grow wealth for mm-hmm. the low and middle income Americans. So I think it's actually quite important. To the downside, I would say, you know, building a company is just a bumpy ride. And things like, you know, right now we're having a mass shortage of inventory. Interest rates are kind of very low right now, but kind of jumping all over the place, and we're not sure where they're going to go. You know, you have to be prepared for some of these macro things that impact your business, but maybe are hard to predict at the onset. I never thought I was going to be managing a company through a global pandemic. I've learned more in the last year and a half than I have probably my prior, you know, 34 years. And so I think that has made it a really interesting learning experience, but definitely a little bit of a crazier ride than I'd expected.
It's like overnight you're now head of a company with a lot of experience because of the pandemic. I mean, we've heard it from CEOs who have been leaders for a long time. There's just things they learned because they had to and pivot quickly. The timelines were just so bizarre during the last year and a half. One thing I wanted to ask you in terms of home ownership, how do you think about things like diversity and inclusion to make sure that you are helping a diverse population?
So what's interesting is that the government actually regulates that you can collect demographic information on an individual. So you can't ask someone what their race is. You can't actually ask them if they have children or not up front in the application. And all these things are really important because those were historically groups that had been discriminated against when it came to rental property. So we don't ask any of that up front. Although I do estimate, just from qualitatively having met a lot of our customers, I think our demographics roughly represent the demographics of whatever area we're in. So I think like someplace in Atlanta that, I don't know the exact number, but is probably, call it 60-ish% of the population is Black. I'd say probably similar numbers a similar percentage of Divvy customers are also Black. We have a lot of families. I'd say that that's probably the majority. We don't know up front, but later on, we do make them list out everyone who's in the house just to, for safety reasons.
Right.
So a lot of families and a pretty diverse customer base, which we're really proud of.
Hey, really quickly, just got about 40 seconds here. I do wonder what the end game is for you guys. Do you find that staying private is a better thing? You just did another funding round. You're now hitting a $2 billion, or you're there at a $2 billion valuation. Is the end game to go public? And I just, or do you need to stay private in order to function in the best way possible?
Well,
and again, just got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, so I'd say, Carol, staying private is always preferable than having to go public. As you know, going public as a company has a lot of legal and compliance requirements.
Right.
However, I do foresee us probably going public within the next 5 years just because of the asset costs we're in, the amount of capital that we need to access. The public markets also generally tend to understand real estate businesses super well.
Yeah.
And we've seen a bunch of our prop tech competitors benefit from this. So,
well, great.
Probably on the horizon at some point.
Well, I hope you'll stay in touch and let us know as things progress over the next couple of years. Love to check back with you real soon to see how things are going. Divvy Homes CEO Adina Heffetz joining us on the phone in San Francisco.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Kruszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, let's face it, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. There's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.